Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Kenrelin Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KLD and on the OTCQX under the symbol NWRCF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Zach Flood. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Kenrelin Minerals is a hybrid prospect generator and exploration company focused in Quebec, Alaska, and Ontario. The company has really a total of 7 main properties, 3 flagship properties, 4 pipeline projects, and always has other projects in the works to bring into the general portfolio. The company did just release February 15th a broad corporate update. This corporate update covered a lot of different projects as well as some general corporate actions. So I will post a link to that news release below. But Zach, let's go through a couple of the key projects and some of the ones that maybe have some more recent developments and have some bigger programs on them. Starting off with the Frotet project. Now, this is in Quebec. This is a joint venture with Sumitomo Metal Mining. This also includes the Renault Gold Discovery. This project has had a fair bit of drilling over the last couple of years. Bring us up to speed, please, on what the drill program was from last year and still how many results are to be released from that program.
Sounds good. Thanks, Corey. Yeah, so Frotet, just for people who are unfamiliar, it's a gold discovery we made in northern Quebec with our partner Sumitomo Metal Mining. It's currently held under a joint venture with Sumitomo. To date, I mean, there's around 32,000 meters of drilling that we've put into it since the Greenfields discovery in 2020. Currently, we're carrying out a 10,000-meter diamond drill program, which just wraps up the fiscal 2021 budget. There will be more drilling in 2022, but that's news to come. One thing that we do have coming down the pipeline as well is about 8,000 meters of drilling that we still need to report on, including 25 drill holes from last year's drill program, which was a 17,700-meter program that concluded in October. So lots of results to come on that one. Currently drilling another 10,000 meters, and we expect a much more significant drill program in 2022 as well.
Okay, so there's a lot of drilling that's happening at Frotet. You mentioned still results to be reported, and then a whole new drill program that I assume will be announced after you get in most or all of these results. Can you just remind everybody about the discovery and what you guys are essentially continuing to drill for in terms of expanding on that discovery and even the potential of other discoveries?
Yeah, so Renault is the name of the discovery we made a couple of years ago now. And it was really a Greenfields discovery made through kind of a 2-year systematic geochemical survey that we did that was kind of a belt-wide approach. The first pass drill program intersected some substantial high-grade gold mineralization hosted in veins. We hit 29 meters at 8.5 grams on that first drill program into what we're now calling R1. There's a few other trends out there or vein corridors, R1, R2, R3, and R4, as well as we're hitting additional gold-bearing structures within the gold system as well. So, you know, it's still early days. As I mentioned, there's only about 32,000 meters of drilling into the system to date. That's not a lot on any advanced discovery. So we're still in early days figuring out the system, the geometry of the vein sets and where they actually are. And we're starting to kind of define higher grade shoots and drill deeper underneath these as well to see kind of how deep they do go. Oops, to date, I mean, we're only down to about 250 meters vertical depth. And this next 10,000 meter drill program that's underway will probably take the R1 system down to about 500 meters. And then going forward, the goal is really going to be to continue drilling deeper and extending the known mineralization in the areas that we've already targeted. But we also have been stepping out, drilling other areas around Renault, finding new vein systems or vein corridors as well and mineralized structures. So it's an evolving story, but every time we drill, the results have kind of speak for themselves. We've definitely been hitting very robust high grade gold mineralization, economic looking, you know, mineralization, especially in this part of Quebec. So it's exciting, it's evolving, and it's getting bigger every time we drill out there.
Can you just provide a bit more information on those option terms, especially at Fratette, because you do work with Sumitomo Metal Mining at the Chokobi project, also in Quebec, but remind everybody of those JV terms there at Fratette, please.
Yeah, Fratette, it's under joint venture, so it's an 80-20 JV. Sumitomo has 80%, Kenderland carries 20%. We're the operator of the project. We collect a 10% management fee for managing exploration as well. So that's where we're at, and we don't see that changing in any time in the near future.
Okay, let's also move on to the Healy project. This project is in Alaska, and I know some people are waiting for results out of this project. Just remind everybody of the program that happened there and potentially give us some insights on when we could see some results, please.
Sure thing. Yeah. So last year we completed the initial diamond drill program on a large scale gold system, which we had optioned from Newmont Corporation going all the way back to 2018. This was the first diamond drill program to test that gold system up there. We put about 5,200 meters of diamond drilling. That program wrapped up in September last year. We are still waiting for complete assays from that program, after which we'll report on it. There's a lot of work for us to do in terms of interpreting the geology and the geophysics and putting together the actual story of what's going on there in terms of the gold system and the geology itself. So I'd expect in the next few weeks to a month that we'll be releasing the drilling from that program. I would also like to note that we have met the phase one earn-in expenditures of US $4 million over the past few years. So we have earned a 70% interest in that project. And going forward, it is a 70-30 joint venture between Kenderland and Newmont.
Now, what's the overall goal then at Healy to, I guess, grow that asset? Since you have already spent that $4 million, you do own 70%. What is the path to growth here?
Yeah, we'll see when the results come out. It really depends on what we see there in terms of, you know, size and grade of the system. You know, from seeing the rocks themselves, there's certainly, you know, widespread alteration and mineralization. But again, you know, it's the first pass drill program, so if we get some good hits out there, then we could definitely be following up. But this is, you know, this is all very early stage exploration.
Okay, let's also move on to another project brought up in that news release. Actually, something that was announced a little before that recent news release, and that's a new working agreement with Centerra at the Hunter project. Can you give us a little bit more information on what is going on, how this deal came together? One thing to note is that the Hunter project is in Quebec.
Yeah, so this really kind of follows Kenderland's core business model, which has been to stake large-scale greenfields projects and bring in, you know, major mining companies to fund exploration going forward. So this, you know, falls in line with many of our other projects in Quebec, like Fratette, Chokobi, which are both optioned to Sumitomo, Shibistouan, which is optioned to Newmont, South Uchi in Ontario, which is optioned to Barrick. And this is our most recent agreement that we signed with a producer. So we staked Hunter in, I think it was 2019. It's about 18,000 hectares covering a large felsic volcanic complex in the southern Abitibi Greenstone Belt. And these, you know, felsic dominant volcanic complexes are prospective for symvolcanic gold-rich VMS systems, such as, you know, the Horn or LaRonde down in the southern Abitibi or Sel Bay and Normatal, the more northern Abitibi. It's completely covered in glacial till or glacial lacustrine sediments. So again, very challenging exploration. What we're planning there is a drill for till program. But even just going back to the agreement, you know, details on that, Centerra can earn 51% by spending $5 million on exploration within 3 years, and then Centerra can earn an additional 19% for an aggregate 70% interest by defining at least 1 million ounces of gold equivalent. And going forward from there, it would be a 70-30 joint venture between Centerra and Kenderland.
So, Zach, with so many projects in the company's portfolio and a lot of these majors, well-known miners working on these projects, this is going to be hard to answer, but where are you most excited? Where do you see the best near-term growth coming from out of any of these projects or any of these partnerships?
I mean, they're all exciting to begin with because we really just don't know what's there. It's just like how we began in the Frotet Evans Belt by staking, 45,000 hectares of moose pasture, effectively covering a greenstone belt, and just carrying out large scale systematic till sampling really led us to the discovery of Renault, which had no prior indications of existing. There was no mineral occurrences there. There was no drill holes nearby. So, this is really what we're trying to do is make greenfields discoveries. We're aligned with the major mining companies on that front as well. I think they appreciate the style of exploration that we carry out and the scale of it. But any one of these projects has the potential to generate another greenfields discovery. I think that's really the most important takeaway. It's a little different in Alaska where we're finding our way around large systems that are already kind of defined or known about, including Keeley and the Tanacross porphyry system that we have in eastern Alaska as well. But the pipeline projects are all very exciting. We just don't really know what's going to come from them. And ideally, we make more discoveries on them. But that's really all I can say about that. I'm excited about the entire portfolio.
Fair enough. You guys really do have some of the, I guess, best partners in terms of large companies on board with you and drill programs, especially at Frotet, that seem to be picking up momentum. Another aspect of that February 15th news release is that there were some executive management changes. The team at Kennerland is generally growing. Can you take us through some of those changes, why they happen now, please?
Sure thing. So yeah, Francis McDonald, who's a co-founder of Kennerland, is now president of the company. He was previously executive vice president of exploration. So we've kind of been adding on to our technical team. We brought on a chief geologist. So Scott Smits, who is a co-founder of Kennerland, who was previously chief geologist, is now becoming vice president of exploration. And Yannick Wisniewski, who joined the company in 2019 as exploration manager, is now becoming vice president of operations, as we have a new exploration manager coming in below him as well. So, we've added to our operations, we've added to the technical team as well, and that's to really be able to handle the volume of exploration that we're carrying out this year, which I would expect is going to be similar to last year. Last year, we managed about $18 million in exploration. About $5 million of that was sole funded, the rest partner funded. This year is going to be very similar, I think. There's more to come on that, but I would expect we're going to come in around the same amount of exploration. And that's a very large number for early stage exploration on multiple projects. This is in line with what some major and mid-tier greenfields exploration budgets are like. So it's a lot of exploration. For us, it's really it's a numbers game. You gotta go out, you gotta screen a lot of ground, you gotta test a lot of targets to give you and your shareholders a best chance at making new discoveries, which of course is the best way to create value in this business, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And with how tough exploration is, you guys are at least filtering through or going through a lot of projects. One quick question before I get you out of here. You guys are focused on well-known jurisdictions, Quebec, Ontario, Alaska, and you do work with a lot of these large mining companies, well-known companies. What can you tell us about the general interest in these well-known resource areas?
I'd say in general, it's increasing. I think these large mining companies are especially, with focus on ESG and some of the risks involved politically elsewhere, they are becoming, more attracted, I think more drawn to tier one jurisdictions like Canada. Barrick, for instance, I think put out this morning, they have a big exploration focus now. We're trying to grow their presence in Canada, and many of the other companies as well, really trying to develop projects in an area that you can actually see them through and have secured tenure and title and it makes a lot of sense, I think, in my opinion. I mean, there's still a lot to be found in Canada. There's a lot of glacial till cover. You know, we've shown that discoveries can be made out there in these so-called mature belts. So it's a great place to work.
All right, Zach, we'll wrap it up here. And again, I will post a link to that general corporate update news release that just came out. That gives you the most up-to-date information on all of the asset updates that Zach and his team put out. And if you have any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Kennerland Minerals, and I'll be following up with Zach as more news hits the market. But again, send in those questions if you have any right now. Zach, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey.